that was fascinating, and also that it sets up these, you know, great and rich possibilities from a literary perspective about looking at right and wrong and the things that we all do. Nobody's really black or white, right? It's kind of gray.
Mm.
Nobody's perfect. Nobody tells the truth all the time. Well, New York Jack does a lot of wrong in his life, and it starts to slowly build, you know, a debt that he feels he owes, and he starts to, you know, feel guilt about it. And then the death of a client and discovering a son that he didn't even know he had leads him to kind of a transformation where he seeks some redemption. To write that story, I didn't need to become a medical expert, but I did want to understand the circumstances for organ donors, the black market. So I, for the first time in my life, while writing a fictional story, I did real research. I interviewed about a dozen transplant recipients. That led to me having conversations with many of the leading academics and bioethicists that kind of cover these issues. And I talked to some people who are active in the black market. I had a crazy lunch in Los Angeles once with a transplant tourism director who does exactly what New York Jack does. And I learned about the, you know, what the black market is like and how that operates, and I also learned about the plight of, you know, those in need of transplants. And I'm going to give you a really scary, crazy statistic. When I started writing this book, when I started researching it, it was 08, 09, there were around 90,000 people on waiting lists for organs.
Oh, my.
In just 7 years, that number has ballooned to 124,000.
That's unheard of.
I can't imagine what the next 7 years holds unless something's done, right? But I learned a little bit about that, and that kind of gave me the knowledge and the background to be able to write in an informed and plausible and, you know, exciting way about this guy. So New York Jack deals mostly in kidneys, but then he's confronted with a proposal to get someone a heart for $2
million. $2
million? Yeah. And, of course, you can't donate a heart. That has to be taken. So he's, you know, stuck in this crisis of conscience where he has to choose between a $2 million commission, which will get him out of this business, and participating in a murder.
Yeah.
So he goes racing to South Africa, to Brazil, to try to kind of solve it all at once. And that's basically the story of The Organ Broker. And by the way, a quick plug, you can buy the book on Amazon, and I hope that some of your listeners will check it out.
Oh, they will, I'm sure. But don't you think, before we close out here, Stu, don't you think if, like I said at the first of the program, if we would sort of educate people about if they're going to put organ donor on their driver's license, let their family know, and just
yes.
tell your family that this is what I want. And
absolutely. Yeah.
Don't go, you know, when I kick the bucket, don't go, you know, mourning every organ in my body. Just let me use
yeah.
some of it out there, you know, let me do some good. And
well,
I'm
sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say I agree with you, and people should do that. I know an organization in New York called Organize.org that their entire campaign is about just that, confirming on social media the fact that you really want to be an organ donor so your family isn't confused if it ever comes up. But I'll put it, here's my take. Why is the family even asked? It puts them in this terrible, horrible position where they have a burden of making a decision that shouldn't even be up to them. If when I die, nobody from a hospital is going to come out to my sons and say, now, he left a will. You don't get the money till you're 25. Should we honor his will, or do you want us to just cut you a check now? I get to decide what happens to my money after I'm dead. Why don't I get to decide what happens to my body parts?
That's true. Absolutely.
That should be up to me, the donor. And I think even asking the family that question is an unfair burden. And for what it's worth, most religious organizations strongly support organ donation. John Paul II spoke out in favor of organ donation. You know, I mean, 95% of Americans think mm-hmm. it's okay.
Well, it's just replacing something. It's giving something to another one. So, you know, just look at it that way. You're giving a part of you to someone else who can use it, and you can't. Hey, listen, we could go on for hours with Stu, I hope you'll go out and get this book. I can't wait to get it. But thank you so much, Stu, for being with us today on Talk of the Town, because, you know, this is an important topic. People that say, okay, yeah, put me down as an organ donor on my license, but very few people look at your driver's license, unless you're speeding, and, you know, really, let your family know that that's what you want. Thank you so much, Stu. We'll get you on again. How's that?
I would love to come back and chat with you more. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a good conversation, and I hope that somebody out there will make sure that their family knows that that's what they want to be as an organ donor. Thank you, Stu. God bless, and you stay well.
All right. You as well, Mel. Thanks so much for having me.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye.